Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. We are diving into a little bit of a different conversation today, which I think is super exciting because I have genuinely, I know I say this every so often, but I genuinely have not heard this conversation on a podcast in terms of podcasting before. We're going to be talking about print on demand, which, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to dive into this conversation. I am not going to be talking about it though. I've got two experts. I've got Travis and Josiah from Print on Demand Cast, because not only do they have a print on demand business, they have created their entire podcast about print on demand. So I was like, who better than to get on the show to talk about print on demand? So I'm going to hand over to you guys. Tell us who you are, about your wonderful business, about your podcast as well. And then we'll dive into the nitty gritty of print on demand with regards to podcasting.
Nice. Travis, you go first.
Okay. My name's Travis. The short long story is started doing printing in my basement, actually. I was creating coffee mugs to list on Amazon. Both Josiah and I have experience with e-commerce on Amazon in particular. It's since moved on to like Walmart and Shopify and Etsy and all the others. But got into that around 2016 or so. Ended up purchasing a bunch of equipment for a season. For probably 4 or 5 years, I had a facility. And then just last summer, we were fulfilling our print on demand products that we sell on all those platforms. And then also fulfilling for other people for quite a while. And then last summer, I sold all that equipment, moved back home, kind of scaled back. And since then, we've really kind of, I don't know, just pushed our podcast a little bit. We're trying to, you know, do more with it. But we have had the podcast for like over three years now. We just released episode 180 yesterday.
Wow.
Have weekly episodes all about the print on demand world. And we talk about everything from the production side of it to the drop shipping. A lot of people just, you know, they put up a store and have someone else fulfill. That's what we were doing for a while. Now that's what I do with other people. Last week we went to PodFest, and we can talk about that in Orlando. And,
definitely.
It was really interesting having a print on demand. You know, it leads nicely into this conversation, actually, because Josiah and I were just talking about it all last weekend. But that's kind of the, like I said, the short, long story, or the long, short story. I'm not sure which one that that is, but you get to choose. So Josiah, it's your turn.
Yeah. So like Travis said, we both have experience in the e-commerce game. My father-in-law and I started an Amazon selling business, selling third party on Amazon, which led to the print side of things, because Travis discovered sublimation of mugs, and then we kind of followed suit. And then we went to a trade show together in Portland, and it was like drinking from a fire hose for 3 days straight, because we realized a couple things. One, this print thing is much larger than probably either of us knew at the time. And secondly, there was a huge like hole in the market for e-commerce, because no one was doing it. And so we took that idea and brought it back home to Colorado, convinced my father-in-law to basically shift business models completely, and start a print shop and use Amazon as a platform that we sold shirts and mugs and pillowcases, all that stuff on. But then my big area, I guess, of if I have an area of expertise, I guess it would be working with influencers and podcasters, because for 2 years or 2.5 years, it's what I did with people, helping them monetize, put up stores, figure out how to sell merch, figure out how to get all of that up and running for them and the benefits of it. So in 2022, I think, yeah, 2022, there was a change that took place, and my father-in-law didn't really want to be in the industry on the day-to-day. So that led to my exit of the day-to-day of the print industry. My biggest connection to the industry is the podcast that we still do each and every week. I still love talking about print, love talking about the industry. You know, I have a lot of experience and knowledge, and I click all the buttons that Travis doesn't know how to click and make all the noises and graphics and stuff happen on the podcast. So that's like my primary function, is being the host of the resident expert every week. But so yeah, like Travis said, 3.5 years of the podcast, rarely missing a week or having to re-upload an episode. And yeah, just kind of in 2024, trying to re-envision what this podcast can be, what we know it can be, and what we can do with it. So, and that led us to PodFest, and we can talk about that too as we keep going. But that's the long story for me.
There you go.
I love that so much. Right, we've mentioned PodFest. It was only last weekend, wasn't it? And it was so stressful because I kept seeing everybody, like all these people that I know at PodFest. And I was like, I'm not there. I'm the wrong side of the Atlantic Ocean. But yeah. I work in teaching and like the taking the time off, like it just was not lining up.
I'm sure.
So yeah, how was PodFest? I need to know.
It was a lot of fun.
Rub it in.
So Josiah and I, since we have kind of these, we've had kind of similar paths in the print industry and in the e-commerce industry. And so we have gone to a lot of different trade shows over the years, but it's been a while because he obviously, you know, isn't working directly day to day in print on demand. And so this was kind of our first road trip together in a while.
It was probably a little over because we went to Long Beach in 2022.
Oh, that's right.
Or three. Yeah. So it had been at least a year.
For a print show.
We affectionately, there was a stretch of time, Verity, where we went on road trips and work trips like multiple times within the one calendar year. And so we began to affectionately refer to each other as one another's road wives. And that was before we had a podcast. That was our first dynamic. So, but yeah, to his point, it was a lot of fun to be in there and to be in a space where, you know, we've gone to a lot of print specific, events and trade shows and conferences. This was the first time venturing outside of that and realizing, you know, that we knew our audience was niche. but when we talked to people about what we do, they were like, what in the world is that? And just the lack of awareness about print on demand within the podcasting space in that like microcosm example of those 3 or 4 days in Orlando, we walked away from it saying like, why, how do we get a course next year on this? And how can we be the ones to teach people the benefits of print on demand and podcasting? So, but overall, it's great fun. Orlando weather, can't complain. Lots of electric scooters and all that kind of stuff. So it was a good time.
Oh, amazing. Oh, like I said, I'm so jealous because I've now just keep speaking to people who are like, oh, you should have come. Like, yes, I know I should have, but I didn't. Like I said, wrong side of the Atlantic. By the way, I also think that's an amazing idea. You need to like have a stand or something there next year and just completely dominate the podcasting print on demand space, because I don't think there is enough kind of conversation around it. So I guess that's kind of the focus of what we're going to be talking about today very much is the merch side. Like, you know, people are always asking, how do I monetize a podcast? And so often people are thinking about like, you know, adverts and sponsorships and all these different types of things. But actually merch and creating merch, particularly via print on demand, is in a very, very viable way to, you know, create a bit of revenue for your podcast. So I guess the first question is, if people are thinking of, actually, no, that's not the first question. The very first question, I guess, is, can we break down what does print on demand mean? Just in case anyone's out there thinking they're talking about this print on demand, what is that all about?
Sure. Yeah. Print on demand is a really cool business model because the product doesn't actually exist until the sale is made. So you can create mock-ups, which basically display what the product would be if it was real. And mock-ups they look really great. I mean, you can make some really amazing mock-ups with some of the tools out there. And so then your customer or your podcast listener, whoever, purchases the product, and then that order goes to a fulfillment center, like what we were, what Josiah's company was, or there's, you know, tons of them out there. They fulfill the order. They print it on a what's called a direct to garment. If it's a t-shirt or an apparel, they'll print it on a direct to garment printer. Think big inkjet printer. It's not inkjet though. It's actually apparel, water-based apparel inks that will adhere to the garment. And then they literally pack it and ship it. And that's it. That, you know, and so if they buy one, they buy five, whatever, you don't have to produce them before and end up with, you know, a whole bunch, you know, you order 100 shirts and then you end up with a whole bunch of, you know, smalls and 3XLs at the end, and, you know, they're sold out of the rest. And so it really allows you to not have to put that money up front. And then the other cool thing is that print on demand as it continues to grow, there's so many more products. It's not just t-shirts and hoodies and mugs, you know, there's home decor, there's things for your pets, you know, I mean, there's so many options. And so there can be a really cool marriage between a podcast, particularly if they're talking about pets or they're talking about fashion or they're talking, you know, some of these, there's a really close relationship with some of the things you can present to your audience as options in print on demand. But even if you're not talking about those things, I mean, look at Josiah's shirt. That's direct merch from our podcast, you know, and it's just a parody on the Cobra Kai logo. And it says, what does it say? Bad puns.
It says dad jokes, bad puns, professionals. And
yeah, that's us.
Cast. Yeah.
I'll put the link to the t-shirt
encapsulation
in the show notes
of our, of our show right there.
Right.
I love that. So then I guess this is my, what I thought was going to be my first question and is now my second question is for anyone thinking, right, okay, I'm loving the idea of this. Where do you get started with creating merch? Like, just where do you start with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a handful of different solutions, I suppose. I think the first part would be figuring out a platform. There's some companies and some platforms that can offer you a one-page web store that can, you then add your designs, pick the t-shirts, pick everything you want to use, sell, set your price. And then it's kind of an all-in-one solution. And then they will fulfill it for you on the back end as well. So those, you know, I work with a company that does that. So if people are interested, you can reach out to me directly and we can have another conversation about what that looks like practically for your podcast. There's other providers out there as well, drop shippers, like a Printful, a Spring or a Teespring as well, that you would have to integrate into an existing platform. So you have a Shopify store, you have a Squarespace store, you know, an existing website for your podcast. There's tons of providers, dropship providers that will allow you the ability to integrate on the back end and then just start adding content and adding t-shirts. So I think the first thing to decide is what are you going to sell, and then find out who provides it and shop providers and figure out who gives you the best price, and then start thinking design, right? I think that's a good place to start is what am I going to say? What am I going to do? When I worked with influencers and podcasters, I would always tell them, if there's something that you always say on the show, if there's a quote, if there's a line, if there's an inside joke between you and your audience, start with that stuff. Because if it's stuff that they know you by and that they're saying or you're replying to in comments or whatever, that is going to sell well because they're already invested in who you are and in your content. So pulling from that same content to put it on merch, mugs, whatever, t-shirts, that's a good place to start in terms of a design ideas.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And actually, as you were saying that, I was just thinking, I say, I love that all the time. I need to get that printed on a t-shirt. That's my takeaway. Exactly. I'm going to create these. I love you. I love that t-shirts and I love that mugs. That'll be, but I think that's a really interesting point to, you know, think about what is it that you say a lot, or, you know, if there's like a logo or something, because I think sometimes we can get really bogged down with, oh, but it needs to be something really transformational. It needs to be something really like, you know, out there to start a trend. But as you said, it's about your podcast. So actually, what is it that is always coming through for your audience?
Yeah. You're creating merch for your listeners, right? And you're trying to, it's a way of monetizing the following that you've already built. You've done all of the work, whether it's through email lists or building subscribers or Instagram followers. And that relationship that you build with them on a content level, letting them see who you are, the things you talk about, the vulnerability, all of that kind of stuff builds relational equity. And they're buying into your story and who you are as a person. And so if you translate that to merch, with stuff that, again, is frequently said or that they can relate to because of your podcast content, they'll buy it because they like you. The merch is an extension of who you are. And so they're going to support because they know who you are and they want to invest in your podcast and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll also say, I think, you know, to Josiah's point, you're really starting off with, you know, what you want to sell, but then like taking stock of what your current assets are. Do you have a cool logo? Do you have a website, you know, or do you need to, you know, find a place that you can, direct your listeners to go buy, like, so how does that work in your specific world? And then to take, you know, the next step is, yeah, it's the design. It's like, what are we going to sell? What are we going to design? How is it going to look? You know? And you can do the whole, you know, we have, at the end of every show, I say, see ya, and I sign off. And so we have a shirt that literally says, see ya. So, you know, to your point, the other thing you can do, if you have a specific type of niche, there's always a fun, you know, a fun saying that people will enjoy wearing. You know, they may not want to just have your logo on their shirt,
right,
because that doesn't necessarily represent them. But let's say you have, for example, a podcast about gardening. You know, well, there's a million funny sayings about gardening, you know, that you could just have that available to your listeners that they will identify with, not even necessarily having your logo on it. You don't really, I mean, you can if it makes sense in the design, but you don't necessarily have to go that route, that it's so specifically podcast branded. It's more niche branded because that's what people gravitate towards. That's what they want to, you know, put on their body or have on their coffee mug or whatever, you know. And so there's different routes depending on what your audience or what you've figured out about your audience and how you can kind of unlock those secrets about them.
Right. And I'll say on dovetailing on the back of that point is I used to tell people that I worked with that you want your merch to elicit conversation, be a conversation starter. So if it's a funny shirt, if it's a cool design, if it's something like that, that gets attention and people say, that shirt's hilarious. Where did you get that t-shirt? They can say, oh, I listen to Verity's podcast. You should check it out. It's a podcast I listen to. So then they are being your street evangelist team, because they relate to the content. And it's not just a logo. It's not heavily branded. It's something that's funny or engaging or unique that gets people to ask, what is that? That's really cool. Or that's really funny. Yeah. Where'd you get it?
I love that you say street teams. That's instantly taken me back to like the late 90s, early noughties. Do you remember street teams that bands used to have? Or is that just, was that a British thing?
That would go like promote the shows for them.
Yeah. And like you'd phone up the radio stations and request their songs and stuff. And then if you could prove that you did it, like the band would send you could like sign up to the membership. And people are probably listening to this and thinking, Verity, what are you talking about? But honestly, street teams and bands used to be a thing in the 90s and early noughts. But anyway, I digress. I think there's some brilliant advice in there. And I love like what you're saying about just take it back to the show. And if there isn't something that you can necessarily think of, what is it that is going to appeal to people in your niche?
Right.
That was Travis and Josiah from Print on Demand Cast. What an episode. So many amazing practical tips for you to follow and put into place if you are thinking of having merchandise from a print on demand service for your podcast. We did leave the conversation a little bit midpoint there. So make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, hit subscribe in whichever player app you are listening in so that you are ready for the Thursday episode, which is going to be the second part of this two-part series where we will be learning about the common mistakes in print on demand that Josiah and Travis commonly see. They'll also be giving you tips to avoid those common mistakes, and they're also going to be giving you their top tips for starting print on demand services. It's super exciting. It's a brilliant episode. So as I said, make sure you are subscribed so that you are ready for when that episode drops in a couple of days time. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in as ever, and I will see you next time.